Poetry on the Radio. Today, Sarah Rice.
Trampolining. It was more that the air sucked me up, drew me like a giant breath, as if the sky were bellows, not the power of my knees and feet at all, pushing against the black netting and springing lithe into the live nothing. I didn't feel it at all, the push and bend, recoil, release, no effort of footfall at all, as daylight also fell away and behind, and the blackness below me grew out around me in an enlarging embrace. I was weather creator, wind chaser, cloud racer, bringer on of dusk and night falling away. And every down fueled my up and brought about my down in an easy to and fro, a pendulum, a battery, some exercise in Newtonian physics, my body all motion, all pounce, all downbeat, a conductor and baton both, waving music into air with flailing arms and flying. I was the universe breathing in and out. And later in bed, in the same pyjamas, my face still red and my heart keeping its scherzo metronome, eyes now closed, my body still reeled in the stars. Trampolining is a poem about the joys of childhood and those simple pleasures of free play. The poem calls to mind being a young child out in the growing dusk after dinner, bouncing on the trampoline for hours before heading to bed, and that strange internal feeling that the body is still bouncing as one drifts off to sleep. Hopefully the poem stirs the imagination and memory of many listeners out there, particularly any children listening. This one's for you. Given that trampolines were given a particularly hard workout during lockdown, the poem works with the rhythms of the body and movement. Many of the lines can be read with the stress and uplift of bouncing, such as the push and bend, recoil, release. It also works with repetition and rhyme, such as in the lines, no effort of footfall at all, as daylight also fell away and behind. There's also a lot of imagery and metaphor at play in this poem. For instance, likening the bouncing child to a conductor and baton waving music in the air. Trampolining is a poem for the body, the imagination and the memory, and I hope it invokes some of the simple joys of childhood. If you'd like to read the poem, you can find it in my poetry collection, Fingertip of the Tongue, which is published by University of Western Australia Press. Trampolining. It was more that the air sucked me up, drew me like a giant breath, as if the sky were bellows, not the power of my knees and feet at all, pushing against the black netting and springing lithe into the live nothing. I didn't feel it at all, the push and bend, recoil, release, no effort of footfall at all, as daylight also fell away and behind, and the blackness below me grew out around me in an enlarging embrace. I was weather creator, wind chaser, cloud racer, bringer on of dusk and night falling away. And every down fueled my up and brought about my down in an easy to and fro, a pendulum, a battery, some exercise in Newtonian physics, my body all motion, all pounce, all downbeat, a conductor and baton both, waving music into air with flailing arms and flying. I was the universe breathing in and out. And later in bed, in the same pyjamas, my face still red and my heart keeping its scherzo metronome, eyes now closed, my body still reeled in the stars.
Today we heard Sarah Rice on Poetry on the Radio, a production of ArtSound FM and Recent Work Press. To find out more, go to artsound.fm and look under the Programs tab for Poetry on the Radio.